It's here and now. I say Leon Russell, there's a good chance you say, oh, I played a song for you at my wedding.
I love you in a place where there's no space and time. I love you for my life, you are a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone and I was singing this song to you.
For years, everyone used that song. Born Claude Russell Bridges, he was slightly paralyzed on his right side, maybe from a birth injury, but boy, could he play. Jerry Lee Lewis ceded the piano bench to Leon, saying, he plays a lot better than I do. Leon Russell was a part of the renowned Wrecking Crew, the band of mostly Los Angeles-based musicians who played on some of the greatest hits of the 60s and 70s. And he was the musical force behind Joe Cocker's insane Mad Dogs and Englishmen tour, co-founded Shelter Records, which not only released Russell's music, but also discovered artists like Tom Petty and Phoebe Snow. Leon Russell left Shelter Records in 1976, then for decades seemed to vanish until Elton John, who idolized Russell, brought him back into the spotlight and into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This Sunday would have been Leon Russell's 81st birthday. He died in 2016 at the age of 74. And we learned so much about him from Bill Janovitz, founder of the band Buffalo Tom, author of the new, incredibly detailed book, Leon Russell, The Master of Space and Time's Journey Through Rock and Roll History. Bill, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me, Robin.
What drew you to Leon Russell's story?
So when I was about 12 or 13, a friend of mine had some records from his cousin, I think, that turned him onto a really eclectic group of records. But among them was Mad Dogs and Englishmen, the tour with Joe Cocker. And that record was everything I loved about rock and roll, all the R&B and soul influence. And Leon was sort of out front, kind of almost stealing the show from Joe by some measure, some metrics. That was my entry to Leon Russell, then seeing him on all the credits for these right. records, the Stones, etc.
Well, Mad Dogs and Englishmen became a live album and a documentary. Part of the show was Delta Lady. Leon Russell wrote the song for his then-girlfriend Rita Coolidge, but here's Joe Cocker singing it, Leon backing him up.
And I was bizarre to satisfy, oh Lord.
That tour seemed to do more for Leon Russell than it did for Joe Cocker. But I want to back up here, Bill Janovitz, and go back to early Leon Russell. He was one of the studio musicians that worked with Phil Spector on some huge mega hits. Here's Be My Baby with that famous Wall of Sound. Let's listen. So we're hearing his piano behind this.
Yeah, so Leon would always play that high register. So you hear him after Hal Blaine's bop, 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 tsh, on the drums. You hear Leon coming in with eighth notes up on the top there. He always wanted to play up at the top. To poke through, yeah.
Okay. And talk more about him as a studio musician, because he went on to play with the Wrecking Crew, phenomenal musicians in L.A. What was his reputation?
Leon was among the elite musicians that were selected for, let's say, Phil Spector sessions. Leon was the first call for these guys, and he was like a master piano player already. Herb Alpert talks about him. All these folks held him in such high esteem.
We'll talk about him as a songwriter, because we mentioned A Song for You. This was on his first solo album with Shelter Records, 1970. We heard a little bit of him singing it, but then everybody covered it. You know, the Carpenters, Herbie Hancock, Ray Charles. You like Donny Hathaway's cover.
Yeah, particularly Donny Hathaway. A lot of people think of A Song for You as being Donny Hathaway's song, but Leon wrote it. But not only does Donny Hathaway do a great studio version, but my favorite version is The Troubadour, Live at the Troubadour, which is actually quite breathtaking.
You taught me precious secrets of a true love withholding nothing.
came out in front when I was hiding.
So beautiful.
Yeah, where his voice cracks right there. Oh.
And there's another Leon Russell song, This Masquerade. Everyone wanted to cover it. Here's George Benson.
Are we really happy here with this lonely game we're playing? Looking for words to say. Searching but not finding understanding anywhere. We're lost in a masquerade.
I love all the covers, but I also like to return to the Leon Russell, you know, version of things, because there was a roughness to it. Let's listen to, it's probably his biggest hit, 1972's Tightrope.
I'm up on a tightrope. One side's hate and one is hope. But the top hat on my head is all you see. And the wire seems to be the only place for me. A comedy of errors and I'm falling. Like a rubber neck giraffe, you look my past. Well, maybe you're just too blind to see. I'm up in the spot.
So he's at Muscle Shoals, a famous studio down in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and he needed another song, but he's walking out of Muscle Shoals with the now legendary drummer Jim Keltner, and it's as if he was struck with lightning. He says, Jimmy, let's go back into the studio, and they just recorded that right off the bat. It just came to him in a flash.
Well, and the tightrope, could be stardom and everything, but
for sure, yeah, he's got ambivalence. This is this kind of shows the crack in his persona. He was never quite comfortable in the spotlight.
Well, and explain maybe why.
Well, he came up with sort of debilitating stage fright that he had to overcome. And you mentioned his partial paralysis on the right side as well. He had to devise ways to play piano, and he had to devise psychological ways to overcome a sort of a stage fright that happened when he was really young. He was paraded in front of his family by an aunt after he was caught playing doctor as a very young boy, like a toddler. It just affected him for the rest of his life. And so that Superman rock star persona with the top hat and the long beard and the mirrored shades, that was all a way of overcoming his stage fright.
Well, and you speculate he might have had some sort of mental illness. I mean, he might have been bipolar.
Yeah, he struggled. By all accounts, the people that knew him and that were close to him, from family to close friends to ex-relationships, they all paint a picture that describes a bipolar type of personality. In other words, he would be manic, recording day and night for weeks at a time, and then he would shut down for weeks at a time, literally not get out of bed for maybe close to a month at a time. And this repeats throughout his life.
Yeah. Maybe why he disappeared for a while. And then, as we say, the resurrection, because of Elton John, who collaborated with Russell on the 2010 album, The Union. And Leon Russell wrote this song for Elton, In the Hands of Angels.
Johnny and the governor came and brought me to my sins. They made made me lose all my bad defense.
Bill Chenoweth, he's singing there about how he was rescued by Johnny and the governor
being
Elton.
Being Elton, yeah.
Who's Johnny?
Johnny Barbas. So Johnny Barbas was Elton's manager at the time.
Yeah.
They not only came to Leon. Leon had been, he never stopped playing. He was over here in Boston playing Johnny D's or out in these little clubs. And Elton had a bit of a realization of what Leon meant to him. And you see it starting around 2008. And he reached out with Johnny Barbas. And they wanted to oversee Leon's career and help him stay up at the big stages after they brought him back. But Elton was the force in getting Leon inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as well.
And some of us, you know, remember those concerts and remember those songs as being part of the soundtrack. But I'm betting that some people are hearing about him for the first time. What's the final thing you'd want them to know? Maybe his greatest musical legacy.
Well, he's a musician's musician, right? He's spoken in hushed tones. I was able to get everybody that I wanted to get on the phone pretty much to speak to him, from Willie Nelson to Eric Clapton to Elton John, you know, and beyond. It was crazy, the amount of people I got to speak to, because he meant so much to all these musicians, not just as a songwriter, not just as a musician, but as an arranger, as a band leader, as a guy that really kind of changed rock and roll. And the secondary title of my book is The Master in Space and Time's Journey Through Rock and Roll History. And that's really kind of, it's cumbersome, but that really is who he was. It's a great rock and roll story, but it's a great human story, I think.
And a bestseller that is a big, thick, darn book. So people want to read it. Musician Bill Janovitz, author of Leon Russell, again, the master of Space and Time's Journey Through Rock and Roll History. Bill's one of the founders of the band Buffalo Tom. We thank you so much for your care for Leon Russell. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin. And thanks for giving me the space and time.